This has been going on for a couple of years now, ever since Gulen and Erdogan broke a couple of years ago. And people have said that Gulen supporters have just been disappearing from a lot of the AKP pro-Erdogan mosques here. So we've seen all these death threats against members of the Gulen movement that's deepening and becoming ever more pronounced, really.
I've seen reports of intimidation, people boycotting stores of known Gulen supporters, that kind of thing. And it seems to be happening in several countries across Europe.
Well, it's definitely happening here in Germany. I mean, it's obviously hard to know to what extent because this is happening within the community. So we've had a couple of reports of attacks on pro-Gulen or what is perceived as pro-Gulen shops, because we have to remember that the Gulen or Hizmet, as it's sometimes called, movement is very secretive. So it's hard to know to what extent these threats are happening, but we've had the heads of Gulen schools, because there are several schools here in Germany run by the Gulen movement. We've had them talking openly about receiving threats, about receiving very abusive messages. There certainly seems to be a fear among the Gulen movement and its sympathizers here in Germany, at least.
How does the divide split between Gulen and Erdogan in terms of numbers?
That's very hard to say. I talked to a Turkish journalist here who reckons that Gulen supporters are probably somewhere between 50 to 100,000 in Germany. It's a little bit easier to garner the support for Erdogan. I mean, in the last parliamentary elections, about 1.5 million Turks or Germans with Turkish passports were registered to vote, and I think about 60% of them voted for Erdogan's AK party. The Turkish German community is bigger than that. It's about 3 million, and it's also divided. There's also a very strong Kurdish part of this community, which is very, for obvious reasons, very strongly against the AK government, which has cracked down very hard on the Kurdish community. So the community is divided between Erdogan supporters, members of the Kurdish community, between Gulen sympathizers. So it's a very complicated mix.
You've actually been working on a report about the Gulen movement. How easy or difficult is it to talk to people within the movement and find out what they're feeling and thinking at the moment?
It's actually very difficult. It's a very hierarchically organized movement where people keep on telling me that they need approval from above before they can talk to the press. So it's very hard to gain access to the movement. There's also been some negative press about the movement here in Germany in the last couple of years, after which they completely shut down. I mean, I think we can say that it's a very conservative movement. They seem to pick the brightest minds here. They kind of pick the bright students and give them scholarship, help them pass exams. So it's a very tight-knit network. I think we can definitely say that. It's a very hierarchical movement. It's a movement with a lot of control over its members. And it's a movement that definitely feels that it's under attack at the moment.
How is the German government handling these splits, and how is this affecting Germany and Europe's relationship with Turkey at the moment? Because obviously, we're still waiting on the refugee deal to go through.
Well, I think a lot of the German politicians are very concerned about these splits within the Turkish community. We've had very high-ranking politicians, including the foreign minister, Frank-Walter Steinmeier, come out very strongly against these divides. You know, they've been very clear that they don't want Turkey's problems to be fought out here in Germany, and that's what Steinmeier said, more or less. So I think they're very concerned. I mean, it's obviously hard for them to do anything else but appeal for calm and hope that everything calms down. But the whole question of Germany and the Gulen movement and the EU-Turkey deal is incredibly complex. The Turkish government has already asked the head of one of the federal states here to take a more closer look at the Gulen movement, which it's this green politician Kretschmann, which he said he wouldn't do. He said we don't act on behalf of the Turkish state. We're not the longer arm of the Turkish state here in Germany. But at the same time, obviously, Germany has to navigate a very fine line in that it desperately wants this EU-Turkish deal to survive because it's very much what Angela Merkel has staked her credibility on. And at the moment, there doesn't really seem to be a plan B if the deal falls through. So it's very complicated and very sensitive. And we've had the German government coming out very strongly against the coup just in the last couple of days, following very harsh criticism from Turkey, which has said Western governments haven't really condemned the coup. All they're doing is condemning the crackdown now. So the spokesman for the foreign ministry yesterday or 2 days ago was actually a lot clearer. And, you know, he called these attacks against democracy in Turkey outrageous and finally used very strong words. So I think this is indicative of the government trying to steer the course here.